Of course, you know, we always put the ethics at the very end, which will be the one after this, to entice you to stay for the whole thing. But for right now, we have an excellent panel that I'm really looking forward to, of three in-house counsel that have a lot of experience in a lot of ways. And so I'm not going to take up very much time introducing them, just so that they have time to talk. But so we have Alice here. Alice Marcy is senior attorney at Scottish Rite for Children in Dallas, and she's a lawyer and a veterinarian. That's an interesting combination. So she's able to bring a combination of science and medicine and law to her practice. Before that, she was at the UT Health System for a long time. Then I want to get these in the right order. Then we have Jennifer Schroeder, who's with Texas Health Resources. And she serves as Senior Vice President and Deputy General Counsel at THR, as I call them, Texas Health Resources, where she spent the last 17 years. And she deals with a wide array of operational, regulatory, governance issues, as well as healthcare transactions. And then we have Haley Mulliken, that I'm very pleased to have invited, and I'm glad that she's here. She's done some really interesting things recently that I think you'll find good to hear about. So she served as Vice President for Legal Affairs, and she's Chief Legal Officer for the UT Health Science Center at San Antonio. But in this year, I don't know if it's happened yet, she will serve as the inaugural Chief Legal Officer for the newly merged entity comprising the institutions of UT Health Science, or Health San Antonio, and the UT University of San Antonio. So they're going to have lots of really great things to say about operational issues, which, as I said yesterday, I'm a total nerd, and those are fascinating to me. So anyway, look forward to hearing from y'all.
Thank you, Kathy. Good morning. Just wanted to start out with one point, and that is you'll see on our slide it says hospital operational challenges. It also said changes before. We went back and forth a few times, challenges, changes, what is it? And realized it really doesn't matter, right? Because change is challenging, and out of all challenges come opportunities. So we felt pretty good about that. This has been an incredible conference. To me, one of the best I've been in a long time, and I think it's just because of the issues that we're all seeing. Thought we'd start with just a one-sentence kind of introduction to what kind of facilities we're at, so you'll know kind of where we're coming from. I've been at Scottish Rite for 4.5 years. Wonderful place. I've never worked in a children's hospital before so directly, and so that is a rather magical place. Scottish Rite is about 100, I think they're 104 years old now, and we deal with pediatric orthopedic and neuromuscular diseases and a few other things. We have a dyslexia program. Seems strange how you put those together, but when you have a 100-year history, right, you do a lot of different things. So we have the inpatient, we have a ambulatory surgical center, and a lot of our hospital-based clinics. And what we're seeing amazingly is the real move from a lot what used to be inpatient, right, procedures, and how much is moving to the outpatient. So it's a really great and exciting time. How about you, Jennifer?
I'm Jennifer Schroeder. I'm Senior Vice President and Deputy General Counsel for Texas Health Resources. I've been with the organization for 17 years. We are a large nonprofit healthcare system. Nobody ever thinks that based on our name, but we are a nonprofit faith-based system headquartered in Arlington and operating solely in the Dallas-Fort Worth market. We have 29 acute care and short stay hospitals, a large employed physician group, ambulatory surgery centers, you know, various joint ventures, pretty much, you know, run the gamut of you know, community hospitals, tertiary care hospitals, and just trying to improve the health in the communities that we serve.